Country Club FM.
It's the intrepid, the globally aware Bob Almanac. Thursday, June 9th, 160th day of the year, 205th day, 205 left to go before we wrap this thing up. You know, the Bob Almanac has gone green. We don't print anything up for the Bob Almanac.
Right.
It's all just on screens. That's green.
Very.
That's a green approach.
Yeah, I would think so.
1822, this date, our patent of the day. The first patent for false teeth on this day, given to Charles Graham.
Wooden.
Well, we don't know, but now we know that when George Washington, who knew that George Washington's wooden teeth were unpatented? There hadn't been a patent yet on false teeth, so they're more experimental.
Yeah, I don't know when we started doing patents.
Somewhere about that time. Right. 1906, Boston. You know the National League team in Boston?
The
Boston? No. Before that, it was the Boston Bean Eaters. Okay. I really hope that locker room and clubhouse had good airflow.
Right.
And circulation.
Yeah, the Boston
Bean Eaters. Yeah, sitting around the campfire.
Right.
They ended a 19-game losing streak. You know, they're very regular, though, because they get a lot of roughage and a lot of fiber.
Well, that's true.
They lost
19 in a row.
They had lost 19 in a row. They beat the Cardinals 6-3.
How many of the Angels lost right now in a row? Is it 13 or 14? Did they win last night?
I don't know. The Angels, are they not good?
There'd be 14 losses in a row if they lost last night.
That's too bad. I thought they were going to be good.
Yeah, they have Mike Trout.
Angels. I thought the A's were the awful team, not the Angels.
No, it's not working out.
Donald Duck made his debut here this date.
Oh, no.
Did you understand any of that?
Zero. Well, he was laughing.
Yeah, and he had a bellyache.
Right.
Is he the most famous fowl?
Well, is he fowl? Is it duck?
Yeah, I guess it's waterfowl.
Yeah. Well,
Daffy Duck.
Daffy.
Scrooge McDuck.
I prefer Daffy to Donald.
You do?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I can understand Daffy better.
And plus, Daffy doesn't go walking around in one of those little sailor outfits.
Right.
Yeah, do you need to be on a boat if you're a duck?
You really don't.
Think about it. And then if you're wearing something, don't ducks have natural waterproofing on their feathers?
I think so.
Wouldn't wearing a sailor's outfit defeat the purpose of that coating on their feathers that make them, the water beads up? It's like going through the car wash with the wax.
Right. I would think those clothes just weigh them down.
1954, we had some hearings going on in Congress. It was about communism, Neil, and Joseph Welch was talking to the senior senator from Wisconsin, Joseph McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator.
Let's
You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last.
At long last, have you no sense of... You know, you also walked in without any pants on. So I think that question was twofold.
Well, that just could be, you know...
Joseph McCarthy.
Just slipped his mind.
Not to be confused with Eugene McCarthy, who was a Minnesota senator. This was, it was McCarthyism,
Eugene,
trying to weed out the communists.
South Dakota. No?
No.
Okay.
Trying to weed out the communists, Neil.
Right.
Is what they were trying to do.
Remember
Joseph
that.
McCarthy, back in 1954. 58, this song went number one.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn. One big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
You know, they just don't make songs like this anymore.
Well, one for this we give thanks.
Sheb Woolley. You know, somebody should request That's My Paw by Sheb Woolley.
That's my
Here today for the all-request lunch hour. But Sheb Woolley's novelty tune, the purple people eater. The Vikings wouldn't have been called the Purple People Eater. Remember, they wanted the actual Vikings, like Carl Eller and Jim Marshall and those guys, they wanted to be called the Purple Gang.
Right.
They preferred Purple Gang over the Purple People Eaters. They were anti-cannibalism.
Which I can understand.
Yeah, most people are.
Right.
Unless you're really, really, really hungry
right.
and haven't eaten a long time and you crash in the mountains. But that went number one on this date in 58. How about today in Twins and baseball history? This was the date at Metropolitan Stadium. The Twins are facing the Kansas City A's. And the Twins hit five home runs.
In an inning. Was that back to back to back to back to back?
No.
Oh.
No, there was an out somewhere in there.
In there, okay.
I want to say, but it was Rich Rollins, Zoilo yep. Versailles. Mm-hmm. Tony Oliva,
yep.
Don Minchner. You know they spelled it wrong. It's Mincher.
It's Don Mincher. Yes.
Yeah, they put Minchner.
Oh,
here.
Oops.
My staff. They don't. They know baseball, but apparently they don't know Don Mincher.
Right.
Who had a big home run, I believe, in Game One of the World Series in '65.
You're right.
He went deep and gave the L.A. Dodgers a rude welcoming to the Northland.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harmon Killebrew had the fifth and final home run. And then the next at bat after that, Jimmy Hall. Doubled one off the fence, which I'm assuming is right field. Wasn't he a left-handed swinger?
Nah.
Jimmy Hall?
I don't think so. I thought he was right-handed.
Look it up.
He could be left-handed. But
I know Don Mincher was.
Mincher was definitely left-handed.
That was at that time, I think, the fourth time that it happened. It's happened a few times since. Seven times a team has hit five home runs in a single inning. And the Minnesota Twins of 1966, they are one of them.
That's pretty impressive.
And four of those times, teams did it against the Cincinnati Reds. More than half. Poor Reds. Poor Marge Schott. Poor Pete Rose.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for having bad pitching.
1973.
They're in the set. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish. 25 lengths.
25 lengths. It was a blowout. That was like Twins-Yankees last night.
Yeah, that was not close.
Secretariat. Everybody who did not bet on Secretariot, they knew they hadn't won like a minute before Secretariot crossed the crossed the finish line. So he won the Triple Crown.
Lengths. There's back nobody in else even in the picture.
Well, several horses died.
Yeah, evidently.
They ran into each other.
Right. There's a pile up somewhere.
The glue factory showed up.
Jimmy Hall.
The glue truck.
He did bat left, throws right, bats left.
You were thinking throwing.
Yeah, I might have been.
I think that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
1980, Richard Pryor making. This was the day that he burned himself.
Oh,
and then he reacted this way.
Since you love me so much, I remember this one. It strike the match like this. Say, what's that? Richard Pryor running down the street.
Yeah, Richard Pryor. He was making light of the fact here on this date, 1980. Third-degree burns over most of his body. He was freebasing cocaine. He was in the hospital for more than 2 months.
I would say he chose poorly.
He did.
Yeah.
I freebased Pixie Sticks once.
You... Wild man.
Crazy. He was after swimming lessons.
He
was after swimming lessons when you get all that candy.
Sure.
At the swimming pool.
Yep.
That was back in 80. 86.
Commission believes that its investigation and report, which has been agreed to by all of us, has been responsive to your request. We hope, Mr. President, that our work will serve the best interests of the nation in restoring the space program of the United States to its preeminent position in the world.
That's Commissioner Rogers, because he was part of the Rogers Commission. So if the commission is named after you, you are commissioner. You're the commish.
I would imagine.
The Rogers Commission released the report on the Challenger disaster.
Oh.
NASA was criticized. Rocket builder Morton Thiokol. The O-rings were a problem.
Right.
Remember, they weren't good enough for temperature fluctuations, and that caused the problems and the explosion, sending seven astronauts to their death.
Yep. About a four-month investigation there.
Because it happened in March. Was it March of 86?
February
of 86. 1993, Stanley Cup Finals.
And now, a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadiens win the Stanley Cup.
24.
Stanley Cup champs, and they're still at 24.
Yeah.
You know, that's the last Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup, 1993.
It's been that long.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not going to be this year either because it's Colorado and either New York or Tampa Bay. The Rangers or the Lightning.
Right.
So that's amazing. How amazing is that? That's been since 1993 that a Canadian team has won.
Considering how they, you know, feel about hockey.
That was also a little trivia tidbit. The last time, the last Stanley Cup championship team that had only North American-born players on it.
Okay, you know, we haven't didn't have
so any, every team after that the Europeans hadn't come in, the Russians and the others had the Finns. They hadn't infiltrated the NHL that much by that time in 93. So that was the last team that had nothing but North American born players, Americans, Canadians. I think there were some maybe born in Mexico. Just joking,
but yeah, that's a unique.
Panama. Is Panama North America or South America? Where is the line? Some of the Central American teams and countries must be in North America, right? It's just not Mexico, Canada, and us, is it?
I think so, but I don't know.
Cuba? Is that North or South America? How do I not know that? I used to know my geography really well, that's a big question that I have.
Right. Somebody will text us.
Yeah. You've already looked up Jimmy Hall. Yeah, you probably don't have the wherewithal to look up anymore. Skills?
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Right.
He set the place on fire because he'd just come back with dozens of pairs of new sneakers, and he didn't think of picking her up a pair. So she took them all, threw them in the bathtub, and just torched it.
The 15,000 square foot house burned to the ground.
So this was the date that Lisa Left Eye Lopez, you know her from TLC.
Sure.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, Neil.
Yep.
She was dating Andre Bad Moon Horizon of the Atlanta Falcons and was upset that he came home, as you heard there, with all kinds of sneakers, didn't buy her anything. No footwear for Lisa Left Eye.
And she took offense.
She took offense, burned his house down.
Well, that's a lot of offense.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Mm-hmm. Hell hath no fury like a woman who didn't get the shoes.
Right.
That she thought she was due.
Okay, these are all nice, but where's mine?
That was 1994, and then 2018. Oh, more horse racing.
Justified from Gronkowski. He's just perfect, and now he's just immortal. Justified is the 13th Triple Crown winner. Gronkowski was second.
13th? We haven't had one since, have we? I don't quite follow the horse racing thing, but I think I would remember at least if it happened again since then. Mm-hmm. And it happened recently just before that, too, with American Pharoah a few years prior to that.
But then, yes, I remember American Pharoah.
American Pharoah in London was a heck of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays now. Oh, and we're doing quiz again, Moondance Jam and Country.
Pay attention,
next weekend, a weekend from this weekend. It's going to be fabulous.
Let's it fly!
The Cameron Crazies, T.O. Baby, Dick Vitale, 83 today.
Still doing it.
Shuttle Challenger explosion was January 28th, somebody texted in. I said February, you said March. We were both wrong.
No, I said February, you said March.
Oh, that was it, yeah. We were both wrong.
It was January 28th.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to our fact checker.
Okay.
So Dick Vitale, 83 today, has had a much publicized battle with cancer.
Yes.
Here recently.
Yep.
Boy, you're really distracted with the looking stuff up.
Well, I'm here.
Do your stuff. Hey, you remember this song from the 80s?
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take,
Naked Eyes. Lead singer from Naked Eyes, Peter Byrne Bath. This is a remake. This is a song like from the 50s or the 60s. He's the big 6'8 here today. Michael J. Fox, What an actor.
One of the very
best. Just so funny. Back to the Future. Teen Wolf. You know.
Well, he was on the sitcom, too.
Of course. That's what the clip we're going to have here. Yeah. You know, you made a time machine out of a DeLorean. So good.
Okay, now, we're going to need a business manager to help us avoid paying taxes.
Taxes.
A tax is a terrible, hairy, liberal monster. With big teeth. The only thing that can stop the terrible tax monster is a Republican. Who wants to be a Republican?
He was out recruiting, is what he was doing. Alex P. Keaton.
I don't know if you can get away with that now, but
Michael J. Fox is 61 funny. Today. He's also battled Parkinson's.
Yes.
And still going strong and still out there, Michael J. Fox. He's 61. Johnny Depp.
Could be worse. Worse. How could this be worse? Could develop an itch on your nose.
He and his kemosabe, they're buried up to their head.
Right.
Buried up to the neck.
He was Tonto.
He was Tonto, movie. And that's what that is. It's the Lone Ranger movie with, what's his name, Armie Hammer?
Yeah.
Was Lone Ranger. Didn't he just, and I paid no attention to the whole court thing that took place. No attention. Didn't want any
either.
Part of it.
I don't even know
because
what it's
after
about.
Doing everything in the 90s with everything that went on, all of that junk, I'm done with that stuff. I was done with it. I don't want anything to do with it. It's not real news, really. It was, I guess, fascinating. The people that tell me about it, it was just fascinating TV to watch what was being talked about, what was being claimed, what was being thrown, you know, across the bow. But Johnny Depp, by the way, he's 59. Pretty good as that Jack Sparrow guy, too.
Yes.
Captain Pirates of the Caribbean.
Those were good.
Yeah, certainly.
Can you take it all away? Can you take it all away?
Neil, do you still have all of your Puddle of Mud CDs?
They got scratched. Something happened to them.
The lead singer of the group Puddle of Mud, Wes Scantlin.
That's heavy.
He's 50 here today, and one more.
Jay.
Sorry, I just needed to make sure you were real. It's been a very strange day.
Oh, I am. Jane, what?
Where were you?
Where were you? Hondo cannot see you.
I was right here where you left me.
She was there the whole time. I'm assuming Thor doesn't feel those slaps, but he does react.
He does.
Is he just being cordial towards Jane, played by Natalie Portman, to think that her slaps are actually effective?
It was just more shocked.
He is Thor, after all. He's the God of Thunder. Natalie Portman, she's in the new one, too.
I enjoy
it. It looks like she's got powers.
I enjoy the Thor movies.
Yeah.
And she's great, too.
She's 40 today, and she was in the Star Wars. She was Padme. She's the mother of Luke and Leia.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
She got it on with Anakin Skywalker, who then turned into... Do you know this, Neil?
No.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're on to the gone but not forgotten category. He was not Peter the Good, Peter the Average. He was Peter the Great. If you're the Great... That's pretty good.
You know, if you have to tell people you're great, though, you're not great.
That's right. Born on this day, 1672, first Tsar Emperor of Russia. What about Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Les Paul?
Tra-la-la, tra-da-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill.
When's the last time you've been to Mockingbird Hill?
It's been a while.
You know what they do on Mockingbird Hill?
No,
they mock you.
Oh, they mock. Well,
people mock you.
Then I'm not going.
You're being mocked.
It's just if you don't have something nice to say. And that was Les Paul, born on this day, 1915. He was the defense, and it's all about the way you say his name.
And that was actually Mary Ford doing the singing.
With Les Paul.
Which was Les Paul's
Les Paul's guitar life. Work, of
right.
course, too.
He's on the guitar.
He was the Secretary of Defense during the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. He is Robert McNamara. You have to pause. It's McNamara. I don't know. I've always said it that way, and I will continue. And you appreciate a pause for effect, I know, as we
not anymore.
Often hear.
I've given up on that.
On the Bob Morning Show. Mona Freeman, no relation, was in National Velvet, Black Beauty. She was on the TV series Perry Mason.
Three episodes. I looked it up.
Very fine actress, 1926. A very funny man. We had his comedy, a couple of his comedy albums, and I listened to him over and over. A very funny man, Jackie Mason.
You never got married, did you?
No.
But you marry everybody you see, so.
Yeah.
Bonus Johnny.
Every week I get married, yeah. Have you ever regretted not
getting married? It's an amazing thing. Every time you meet a person you're married, you don't care who they are. If they show up, you take a chance.
We just lost him less than a year ago. Jackie Mason passed away in July.
Unique delivery, funny man. Jackie Mason, 1931. Remember Joe Santos from the Rockford Files? And by the way, it's TV theme time. One of the great themes of all time.
Thank you, Mike Post.
You know, another great theme you played earlier was the Munsters theme. That's certainly one of the greatest, too. The Rockford Files, Joe Santos was Rockford's guy, 1931. Remember this voice? It's Jackie Wilson. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Jackie Wilson, born on this day, 1934.
That's sweet, sweet stuff.
Yep, and former NBA star and jazz musician and friend of Toby Keith. And we're gonna play his song that Toby wrote for him because he died very young. He was a star at Oklahoma college basketball, played some pro, too. Big Wayman Tisdale, born on this day in 1964, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here's the quiz for the Moondance Jammin' Country tickets coming up next weekend. It's 17th and 18th. It's general admission. Does not include camping or anything like that, but you got to take care of that yourself or pitch a tent somewhere. Here's the question here today. This date, 1980, Richard Pryor burned himself freebasing cocaine. He was hospitalized for 2 months, Neil.
I remember.
Remember? I said that I also freebased something. What was it?
Sugary.
It is sugary.
That. I do,
yes.
Remember that.
763-450-0100, the Waconia Ford Talk Text Request and Win Line. Almanac Quiz. Hey, would you like to start out Highway 101, Cry, Cry, Cry?
Okay.
Shania Twain, Love Gets Me Every Time. Sure. Patti Loveless, She Drew a Broken Heart.
All ladies today.
Surprising. Now, Highway 101 did have men in the group.
But yeah.
And
but
Shania Twain does have, I think, men playing in her band.
Probably.
Same thing with Patti Loveless.
Yeah. Let's go Patti Loveless.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Oak.